Thank you and good afternoon. 78-year-old Eureka resident Gary Allen Long has been identified by the coroner's office as the victim who drowned near Woodley Island on Friday morning. Three engine companies from Humboldt Bay Fire were dispatched to the area that morning with rescue swimmers on board. A citizen nearby directed personnel to Long's body, which was in the water in the eastern part of the dock. Long was unresponsive and had no pulse, and his status remained the same after CPR was performed. He was then taken to the hospital, where he was later pronounced dead. The reasons for how Long ended up in the water still remain unknown at this time. On Friday, the sheriff's office received a call regarding an unknown individual who possibly committed suicide on the Hammond Trail near Murray Road in McKinleyville. Sheriff's deputies, along with CAL FIRE personnel, were able to locate the victim when they responded to the scene and performed life-saving measures. However, they were unsuccessful. The victim was pronounced dead after being transported to Mad River Hospital. Details surrounding the suicide or the victim remain unknown at this time. A Eureka resident will be sentenced to state prison in October. Dan Squire has more.
The district attorney's office announced that 49-year-old Eureka resident Wayman Starrett faces up to 17 years in state prison when he is sentenced by Judge John Feeney in October. Starrett was convicted on a felony violation of carrying a concealed weapon and resisting a police officer during an incident on Church Street in June. Starrett was contacted by the officer and resisted arrest, breaking the officer's nose during a fight and then fleeing the scene on foot before being tracked down and taken into custody. Starrett committed the assault after having been released by Judge Feeney following an earlier arrest for weapons and heroin possession. Starrett faces up to 17 years in prison for all the combined offenses.
Thank you, Dan. It was what deputies described as quick action and thinking after a Eureka resident saved the life of his neighbor from an accidental gunshot wound on Berry Lane on Thursday. The 57-year-old victim stated that while loading his vehicle, his firearm dropped on the ground, discharging a round that went through his leg. The neighbor went to the residence to help and saw that the victim had lost large amounts of blood. After applying pressure to the victim's leg with a t-shirt, medical personnel responded to the scene and transported him to the hospital for treatment. Humboldt County Fire Engine Companies returned home from Lake County last week as the Valley Fire nears full containment, according to CAL FIRE reports. The Valley Fire has quickly evolved into one of the most destructive state wildfires in recent memory, destroying nearly 2,000 structures and taking the lives of four citizens. The Valley Fire is near 100% containment, and all residents and communities affected by the fire have been allowed to return to their homes. Over 800 personnel remain on scene continuing mop-up operations, and damage assessment teams continue to collect data from areas affected by the fire. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Time now for Our Community News. In this month's Our Community News, we have turned the focus to the important role that forest and forest-related activities and businesses play in the economic health of the region. It's an area that was built with sawmills running 24 hours a day, fed by the logging trucks rumbling down from the hills with loads of fresh timber. That era is long gone, however, and over the past 25, new environmental regulations irrevocably changed the nature of the timber businesses in Northern California and Southern Oregon. Where it used to be that timber companies harvested logs on both private and public lands, turning those logs into billions of board feet of lumber, the focus is now on sustainability, forest management, and ensuring that there is a supply of trees that will be harvested in the coming years. Gary Reinierson of Green Diamond points out that his company and others still perform logging operations, and that the forest lands owned by private companies are as healthy as they ever been, and by using aggressive planting techniques, timber harvest will double in the next 50 years, remaining a key part in our communities. The role that volunteer fire departments play in the community's safety cannot be overstated, and thanks to Measure Z funding, over 200 air packs, face pieces, and other equipment were shipped into Humboldt County on Friday. The equipment will be used for volunteer fire departments in the county, and as Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Ken Woods previously stated, it will be an upgrade over equipment used in the past by fire departments that were in some cases over 20 years old. And that's the news on this Monday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.